Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And we are going to have a wonderful evening. This is a call-in show. And our guest is Mark Dodich, our wonderful astrologer. And we are going to be talking about what happened over the summer. I think I got hit with a 2x4. And also what's coming up with the equinox and the eclipses in October and November of 2013. The summer was very difficult for me, and Mark had warned me about this in June, the last time he was on the show. He said it would be an emotional summer. I lost my twin sister from cancer. 5 days later, her husband passed away, which was very sudden and unexpected, and I just found out last week that my foster child, who I loved dearly, Carolyn Devone, passed away from cancer, as well as her best friend from high school. They both passed away 2 weeks from each other, so it's a shock. Really, hopefully this is over. And as we enter the full months, we've just had the new harvest full moon in Pisces, and we've got to do something to change this energy, Mark. Good evening.
Good evening, and happy equinox a day late.
Well, thank you. But tell us what's going on here.
Well, you know, a part of it is if you look at the bigger picture, we've talked in the past that the planet Saturn is passing through Scorpio from the fall of 2012, and, you know, it spends about 2 to 2.5 years in the sign, and Scorpio rules deaths and bankruptcies and letting go, and I know we none of us like it when that happens or when that comes into our life through our loved ones, but the larger picture is that to be in integrity with the growth of the universe, of planet Earth on a consciousness level, is that when people or situations are done, it's time to let go. And whether that's physically letting go of their body and going to spirit, or whether that is letting go of a job or a relationship or whatever. So on the bigger level, you know, this is something that happens every 29 years. The last time was 1983 to 85. And, of course, we're in the thick of it now. But the part that's making this one harder that we talked about this summer is, not to get too astrological, but, you know, Uranus, which is blow everything up, has been making a challenge to Pluto, which is a burn my bridges behind me kind of a planet. And as the planets move around in their natural orbit, they are activating this 90 degree, what we call a square, and it just keeps pushing people to say it's time to go to the next level, it's time to let go of old things, it's time to grow. And
some of it's karma, because I know you said something about the North Node, and of course, Saturn is passing through my 12th house. However, because it's passing through my 12th house, which is the house of hospitals and institutions, it's challenging, my Saturn on the other side in the 6th house in Taurus, but that's not yet. So how come this all happens so early?
Well, and I think that's a part of it is because all of this major transformative planetary shifts have been being activated, and we talked this summer that the planet Jupiter spends a year in the sign Cancer. So back at the end of June 2013, Jupiter entered Cancer, which rules home and family and residential real estate, and, you know, some of the challenge people have been dealing with is actually could be literally the disease Cancer or issues with family or home. But on another level, it's actually helped perk the real estate market up a little bit.
So yeah, it has.
It's easy to get caught up in all the bad things that we see going on, but and, you know, ignore the nicer things that are going on as a part of it. But there's always a high and a low to every energy.
But still, you know, a loss by death is pretty tough, Mark.
It is, you know? I'm not unfeeling. I'm just saying that, you know,
yeah,
there are natural cycles in life, whereas spirits growing up on planet Earth, we need to deal with the natural cycles that are going on planet Earth. And, you know, obviously the thing I love about astrology is if you know what those cycles are, you can look and go, oh my gosh, my sister and my brother-in-law both passed in a short period of time, and, and certainly there was karmic implications to those kinds of things. But we could also say, and not to get too personal, but we also know there was a part of her that was ready to go.
Yes, that's true. And him, and his, he was a blessing because he had such dementia and he really could not have lived without her. So I felt it was more of a kismet type of an experience. But nonetheless, hers wasn't as shocking as Caroline's.
Well,
when Caroline went, I'm still not over that and I won't be for a while.
and we have to honor the fact we are human beings. We do have feelings, and grief is a big issue for people. And it's healthy to, you know, do the grieving process. It's just not a lot of fun.
Yes, that's true. As a matter of fact, I was so busy with my schedule, I really couldn't stop to cry for 3 days.
Anyway.
Tell us what's coming now at the equinox, and we're going into October with some new eclipses. So,
Hello?
We're here.
Oh, good. The phone is just blacking out on my end.
We're going into October and the new eclipses.
Oh, yes. I think the one on October 18th is really interesting because what I've been saying is I feel like it's going to give us prophetic insight as to what's coming in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you know, Elizabeth, but the eclipses go in the same polarity of signs for about a year and a half, and then they take about 9 years off. And so this is the first of the Aries and Libra eclipses, individuality and partnership. And we know next year we're going to be talking, probably when we talk at Christmas or winter solstice, we're going to be talking about Venus going retrograde, which is, you know, a love and money planet. And next year we'll talk about Mars being retrograde, which is, you know, our ambition going through a revisioning cycle. And this is kind of the tip of the iceberg. And so anyone looking at how do I balance my individual self needs with my I want sharing and warm and fuzzy partnership Libra needs, that's all going to go for a rebalancing, and this is the appetizer to set us up.
Well, you know, it's funny. You were talking about property, and I have some property, as you know, and I'm trying to get it rented, and it seems to be very slow. On the other hand, I'm also working with a court case against the town of Mulwall to free up the property for sale. So it's interesting how that all came along, and I thought about it. I said, oh my goodness, this has to be part of the astrology that's going on.
Isn't it funny? The lesson and the opportunity all seem to come together, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So tell us what you mean about the 2014 and the October 18th. Can we have some more detail?
Sure. I just hate to overload people with the astrology because, you know, we love the language. But, you know, Venus is the planet of love and money, and its favorite sign, or one of its favorite signs, is Libra.
And that's nice.
This eclipse going on October 18th in Libra and Aries. Specifically, the moon will be in Aries. And then Mars, which is the male planet's favorite sign, is Aries, and this eclipse is in Aries. And then we have these soul destiny points that would look like little horseshoes in a person's natal chart as a symbol, represent us stepping up into a larger collective, I don't know, karmic destiny, if you want to call it that. And next February, they move into Libra and Aries. So all of a sudden, we have the two planets that rule relationships, also money and ambition, at this eclipse, dredging up the very depths of our being to say, am I in integrity with my relationships or my financial needs, or am I charging appropriately for my services?
Well, let me tell you what just happened to me, which might be a precursor to it. I just got interviewed for a brand new television show. It's called Get Psyched. And not only am I going to be a part of the show that's coming on cable, but they want me to help write it because they think that I have a lot of knowledge and I can help them with research. And the other thing that happened is that I got two more books out.
Wow.
And I'm going to be doing more lecturing on my new healing process. So all of this is 11th house.
And that's when earlier in the show you talked about Saturn aligning with the North Node, which only happens about every 11 years, and that is about, see, the 11th house in an astrology chart's about your aspirations, or it's helping the larger collective of humanity, you know, creating win-win situations, and Saturn says, hey, quit your whining and get to work. You know,
what happened at that time in the 80s was that I left the airport, I moved out of state. So that's interesting, too.
Yeah.
When you go back to when it happened last time, and then you look at what occurred in my life. What occurred?
Yeah. But it is a little bit complicated because in all the writings and articles that I do, I've been saying, oh, it's time to step up into your larger karmic responsibility of what you've come to planet Earth to do. And I got to tell you, over the past few weeks, there's a part of me that just wants to go hide in the woods.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
So here I am telling people, oh, we need to step up into our larger responsibility. And it's true, and I have done things that fit that definition. But there's another part of me that says, oh, let me out of here. And well, sometimes you just have to take it all together.
There's a book coming out, and it's called America's Greatest Psychics, and they've asked me to be in the book. So that's another thing that's opening up to my 11th house, which is where my Libra is.
Yeah, and that's about you stepping up in your responsibility to, shall we say, help people to go through whatever their transformative process is.
That's what you try to do. That's what we're all about. So this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're on Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. This is a call-in show, and I would love you to call in and ask a question to Mark. The number to call is 888-627-6008. We would love to hear from you if you would like to ask Mark a question. So, Mark, tell me how you think the karma is going to affect the world leaders and the money situation over the next few months?
Big question. That's a big question. Number one, we have a, we talked about the lunar eclipse, but we also needed to talk about the November 3rd solar eclipse in Scorpio. Scorpio has to do with other people's money, other people's resources, so all of the loans and all the debt. And so we know that the United States is coming up on this big marking date in October surrounding debt ceiling and, you know, of course, health care and all the other things that are going to be in the political news that's already building up. And so on one level, I could see a real challenge with that because when you cast a chart for the equinox, you know, yesterday's chart,
yes,
that is a chart that represents the next 3 months. And there's an opportunity, we call it in astrology a mystic rectangle. Sounds really good, right? Mystic rectangle?
Yeah, it does.
Well, what it means is that there's an easy way to do things, and there's a head-butting against the wall way to do things, and we all get to choose what method we prefer, okay?
Uh-huh, and, of course.
Or for you as an astrologer, we call it sextiles and trines are the harmonious, like, stable pyramids. And oppositions are kind of like the full moon where you get yanked apart to be put back together. And ultimately, I think it'll be a good thing. It's just that we're going to have to revision what the vision is we're holding. That would be the sign Pisces that's going to be active in or is active in this pattern. There's Virgo, which is we need to simplify, make it easier for people. You know,
yeah, throw things out.
yeah. And then there's... Taurus, which has to do with our value system, that says, what do we genuinely value? And then there's the Scorpio we've been talking about, which is letting go of the things that we're done with so that when we put our energy into something, we're doing it in a powerful way. And all of those are interconnected. And let me give you just an example of a way not to do this.
Okay.
Pisces would represent opening up to a higher psychic intuitive vision, and then Virgo on the low level would represent talking yourself out of doing what you know you should do, and of course then you kick yourself in the backside 6 months later because you knew you should have done it to begin with. A higher level would be is I have this great psychic intuitive vision, and I'm going to roll up my sleeves and help that vision come into being in a very practical, down-to-earth, tangible way. So you have the vision of this, the new TV show and the writing and all that, and part of your process is going to be, okay, how do we bring this down to earth so people can benefit from it?
That's great.
It is great, yeah.
You know, we had a beautiful, beautiful harvest moon, the full moon in Pisces. It was gorgeous. I hope it was out where you are. I know you're out west, and here I am outside of New York, but it was still gorgeous. And I wanted to listen to William Vitalis do his description of the moonlight on my window. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. That was William Vitalis making me feel very dreamy-eyed. Wasn't that beautiful? We needed a little change of scene and a little upbeat here. Moonlight on my window.
And we just talked about Pisces, which rules dreams. So good.
So now we've been through the equinox. And the equinox, wouldn't that have, besides balancing the Earth, of course, wouldn't it have a little bit of a juice to it before we go into the October eclipse?
Yeah, and, you know, I use 3 months on either side of an eclipse as its range anyways. So,
okay.
And then, of course, I would use the equinox chart as an indicator for the next 3 months. And
tell us a little bit about that, because that's fascinating, the equinox chart. What did you find when you did it?
Well, first we had the mystic rectangle that we talked about. Second, we had a pattern that we call a T-square. It looks like a capital letter T if you were to draw it in. And I oftentimes like to describe that as a three-legged chair that should have four legs. You can sit on it, but it's not always comfortable. And when we talked about that planet Saturn in the node, karmic responsibility, the other piece that's in there is the planet Venus, which rules love and money, is tied to that, which actually is a pretty good business combination. I'm not sure how good of a love life combination it is, but it's definitely good for business. And making the top of the T, you know, like if you were to make the vertical leg of the T, is
right.
The planet Mars, which rules male or ambition, and it's in the sign Leo for
male
this equinox chart.
So that's powerful.
But
now, that could bring in a new love. Isn't that true, Mark?
That part could, and the issue is going to be is what I call the yes, I want it, no, I don't syndrome. Because Venus is in Scorpio, which is saying, yeah, I want to protect myself. And Mars is in Leo, says, no, I want to open my heart and go out and play. So how do you resolve the, I want to go out and open my heart with the other part that says, oh, what are you kidding? I don't want to get myself in that kind of trouble again.
Want to hear my poem?
Sure.
I want it, I want it, I want it. I got it, I got it, I got it. I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it.
That's a good way to talk about this T-square pattern for the next 3 months.
Well, that's what happens when, you know, you get your man and then you're married to him for a couple of years and you start the second half.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful what you ask for. But I do think that in business, because I do feel that our economy is going to get a little stronger for now, and it already has, that business is changing. We are going in new technological directions. One direction that we're going to have is, as we go through this century, I think they're going to eliminate the television set and everything's going to be on the computer. So there's tons of changes coming to the standard channels. And cable is going to, I think, really grow more. And we'll probably do more education on television because, we've had to cut back so much in the schools. I think they're going to offer some really great programming that you can choose to watch on television if you feel your child isn't getting enough at the school. And Leo rules children.
Yeah, I would certainly love to see a greater quality going on instead of just the more quantity. No question about it.
Yeah, don't you think that's a possibility? Because I'm feeling really good with that prediction.
Sure.
That the kids are going to be thought of more and maybe even safer at this point with all that's going on in the schools. It's a little safer to homeschool or to have a group of kids in a safe place watching what they need to learn.
Absolutely. One of the fears I hold is that I hope that we don't lose our sense of humanity through interconnectedness. Always being on texting and all the less personal, non-hugging things. And I would just hate to lose that warm and fuzzy part.
Yeah, of course. Nonetheless, we have the challenges, and we've been having them, Mark, and I think that we're going to start to conquer them now and maybe eliminate some of this hard upsets that come when people get crazy with guns.
Well, and, what I would also add to that, since you mentioned the television piece, is, Neptune moved into Pisces about almost 2 years ago now. And Neptune and Pisces both rule television and film and photography. And when all that was getting started was back when, like, the Avatar movie was starting to come out and new technology and holographics and all that. Well, Neptune takes 14 years to go through a sign. So when we're talking about things like, you know, changing the way we watch TV or getting education through the computer and things like that, you kind of have to look at it from a 14-year perspective.
Well, that's good, because that gives them time to develop it and perfect it. I think that it is going to happen, and I think it's going to happen in the next 20 years as we grow with our technology. And I see some wonderful technology coming down the road, especially some new cures for diseases. And also, the other thing, I don't know if you heard this, this was big news a couple of days ago. They have proven that some kind of a growth that they found is not on this planet. And the scientists have it, and they're examining it to see if we have a interplanetary. And they had it on Yahoo, and they were showing what it looked like and everything and explaining that it was not from this planet and that they knew that.
Wow.
So that's a big step. That's just a life force. It's not somebody green coming with big ears. It's a life force that they have found that I think was attached to one of the spacecraft that came back through the energies, and they found it. And now we know that there's some form of life, a throbbing molecule or whatever still shows life. So this is another exciting challenge, I think. Don't you, Mark?
Yeah. Well, you know, it brings up an interesting point, because before we talk again in a few months, we're going to have comet, what they call ISON, I-S-O-N, which stands for something, is going to come through, specifically in November, and it's considered to be the, they're saying that they think it will be the brightest comet since the Great Comet of 1680.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the philosophy on comets is they bring information from outside our solar system into us. Would be the metaphysical look at that.
The best part about that is we now have better technology, so we have a better way of seeing it and deciphering it than we ever did.
And, you know, you never know about comets until they get here, whether they're going to be a big deal or a bust, but it's possible that this comet will be able to be seen in daylight.
Oh, that would be interesting. Wow, that would make it really bright, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, this gets into a little bit of the woo-woo, but, you know, there's a Hopi prophecy out there we're still waiting to have come true, which is the when the blue kachina dances in the square, that'll be one of the indicators of, we'll call it the times of change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many of the Hopi prophecies have already come in. For example, the one where they went to the United Nations building, what they prophesize is the House of Micah. And
right.
So one of the, and it is just fun speculation. Who knows if this is it, but you know, everybody would be able to see a comet that burns so bright you can see it in the daytime.
And, of course, the one that I remember seeing in the 80s was Halley's Comet, so that was bright, too. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take a break for commercials, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to talk to Mark about the red moon that's coming, possibly next year. Red moon. Wouldn't that be something to see a moon in red? And we'll be back after these messages.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience. via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making three books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This three-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amachi, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the three books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these three books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. PBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. Tonight, the book that we're recommending is Planets in Transit, Life Cycles for Living by the famed astrologer Robert Hand. This is the definitive work on transiting planets. Its psychological insight and its completeness as a reference book have brought Robert Hand recognition as the leading astrologer of his generation. Hand takes a humanistic, multi-leveled approach to the meanings of all of the astrological transits, the events that may happen, the feelings that you may experience, and the possibility of each transit for growth and awareness of the soul. This book covers complete delineations of all the major transits, conjunctions, sextiles, squares, trines, and oppositions that occur between the transiting sun, moon, and all the planets to each planet in the natal chart, as well as the ascendant and midheaven. These 720 lucid delineations are full of insight for both the professional astrologer and the beginning. In Planets in Transit, the element of time is added to the chart's interpretation. Learn how the movements of the sun, the moon, and the planets are affecting your natal chart differently every day, bringing new energetic patterns, new experiences, and new opportunities for self-knowledge in your life. Planets in Transit by Robert Hand. It is a staple and a must in your library. Go pick it up, learn your astrology, and let's find out what's happening on a daily astrological basis.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Perry Como catching his falling star. Tonight we have as our guest Mark Dodich, the famous astrologer from the West Coast, and he also does something called relocation charts, which can help you, if you're moving, find out where to move to and what would be best for your vibration. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
And I'd like to know your website. We have not given that out yet.
It is www.astromark.us, A-S-T-R-O-M-A-R-K.us.
Good. Okay, so that's astromark.us, and we're gonna continue talking, and we have to talk about Mercury going retrograde in October and Venus going retrograde, I think you said, around Thanksgiving.
Winter solstice, actually, December 21st.
The winter solstice. What does that mean? Does that mean we're going to lose love all through the winter?
Let's say that we will have to review where we're getting our love and where we're not. See, Venus has to do with love, money, art, beauty. It has to do with our value systems. And it's going to be retrograde in the sign Capricorn from December 21st until January 31st of 2014. So about five, 6 weeks.
That means it's going to go across Pluto. That's an interesting concept.
It is. And that means that we'll be reevaluating what belongs in our life and what we don't want to carry into the new phase.
Right.
And who, not just what, but who, you know.
Correct. So, but also, if, that also could be the path. If it's Pluto and Venus retrograding, that could be a change in the White House. It could be a change in leadership in another country, karmically. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on.
And, you know, with the things that are going on in Congress, it could either make things better or make things worse. It probably won't find its halfway ground. Just, you know, because it's about saying what are our values and are we on track with them?
Well, a lot of people are talking about an upsurge happening, you know, over the next few months because of what's going on with many issues politically right now everywhere, not just in our country. But they don't like what's going on, and they're talking about Obamacare, and they're also talking about going into war in Syria. Do you see anything on that?
Yeah, you know, number one, what I've been telling people is that between the October 18th lunar eclipse and the middle of May 2014, we're going to have Venus and Mars, the love and ambition planets, retrograde. We'll have two Mercury retrogrades and other stuff we won't go into until next year. But the key is I think that the things people value now, they're not going to value by the time we get to June of next year. And in the meantime, everybody's reevaluating just what that might be. In the case of Syria, you know, Syria is a Sun and Capricorn type of country, so, you know, which is a conservative kind of a sign. And the planet Pluto has been sitting on their sun. It also rules the leader of a country. So all of a sudden, you know, one level that could be Assad being overthrown or killed, you know.
Or doing something to another country and becoming very threatening.
Well, if it is, it would be a country that's close by, because in Syria's chart, it's in the what we call the third house, which is a place of short and quick. So it would be one, coming from one of their neighbors is what happens in the third house. So so that's kind of where you would look at that. And then the other piece, looking at Assad's chart, you know, Assad is a Virgo. He was born in the mid-1960s when... Just think of all the things that was going on in the world in the mid-1960s, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, with what we call the Uranus-Pluto conjunction. Well, his sun is there, and on the opposite side of his chart, his moon is in Pisces. So he was born at the full moon, and so on one level, here's this vision that he's holding, and others would look at him and say, oh, this guy's holding illusions.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're going to have Chiron, who we call the wounded healer, the half-horse, half-human, moving right up onto his authority figure. And it's already started poking at him this summer, and it's really going to come back in a very strong way over the next several years. And so, you know...
Feel that, too, but I'm not necessarily feeling that it has to be our country that gets involved, because I'm feeling that it could be a different country that challenges him.
And,
so it
know,
could be Russia, it could
possible.
Be China, but it could be just a different country.
Well, and you know, one thing that we're seeing with Saturn is sitting on the ambition warrior of Bashar Assad. And the way we're seeing that is, oh, Russia is been forced to step up and take a role in there, even though they probably didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's Saturn authority figures coming in from outside, sitting on Assad's Mars, which is his warrior energy, and Neptune, which rules chemicals, or in this case, chemical weapons. And so that's, here's this outside influence putting a restriction on him.
Yeah, so I think there's going to be more restrictions, and let's just hope that it tames down to something that's talkable and working through rather than anything violent.
Well, and you know, we talked about the November 3rd eclipse, and I have a picture of it in my my newsletter that they can download off the website, theastromark.us. But what it will show is a picture that the eclipse on November 3rd goes from the eastern United States over to Africa, Syria, you know, Somalia, Ethiopia, those kind of regions. And if you track eclipses, you will see that action goes along a path of eclipse. And so
yes,
we're seeing Washington, D.C., and, you know, of course, right now, Kenya's having a lot of problems, and they're at the end of the eclipse that's coming up. So, anyways, they've had some bad things go on in the past weeks, but really the past couple of days.
So what's going on is the focus is going to be more and more on the Middle East next year, basically.
And what is the role, not just the Middle East, but the whole of Africa as well? So we know that more energy is going to be put in there because this eclipse is, I guarantee you, if you track eclipses in their paths, you will see action go on under those paths every time.
Well, the way that I feel about it is Africa needs a lot more of our help. They have wonderful resources, and there's a lot that we can do to help them. And I don't like all the gangstery that's piled up around Africa.
Sure.
You send food over there, and the Taliban comes in, and they take the food and make them buy the food, and they steal. And everybody seems to go along with it. I've never been able to figure out why people are turning, just turning away and ignoring it. So that's a problem.
Well, and, you know, eclipses have a way of activating that. And
right.
It will be interesting to watch because between October 21st and November 10th, Mercury, the planet of communications and ideas, is going to be retrograde in Scorpio. And you remember last fall, 2012, Mercury was retrograde in Scorpio and Sagittarius. And that was the, remember the General Petraeus sex scandal that occurred during that time? Then that was just the days before leading up to the Newtown, Connecticut shootings when all that
right.
was going on.
And we had the hurricane. I told you before that the kids have not been able to go out on Halloween for 2 years in a row now on the East Coast because of the hurricanes. Last year we had Sandy. The year before we had Irene.
Well, this year the moon's going to be in Libra on Halloween, so that should help for the social pieces.
Oh, that would be good.
So that's good news for Halloween. In fact, Halloween, the USA Thanksgiving Day holiday, and the USA Christmas all have a moon in Libra that day. So
and that's good
social
because that's
fun.
Harmony and family and gentleness.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, leading up to the USA Thanksgiving Day, there's a couple of challenges. So if people are going to be out driving on the road like the Monday before Thanksgiving. Personally, I'll be traveling, and I'm planning to actually leave the weekend before to miss this challenging, shall we call it, transportation challenge.
Very smart.
but the actual day itself is pretty good. And for people who are going to be shopping the day after Thanksgiving, the moon's going to be void, of course. And, you know, that's not the best time to buy shopping things. So it's a better time to meditate or do your laundry. So if people do go out to, what do you call that, Black Friday?
But Black Friday, yeah. And I never go out on Black Friday.
Yeah,
never.
Well, keep your
receipts. But you know what's happening? You know, we were talking about new television sets and the computer. People are shopping more on the computer on Black Friday than going out of the house, and that's interesting. That's a new trend.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be helpful for any kind of road upsetting. I'm feeling that we either could have rain or snow around that time. I don't know why. We don't usually, but we could have, you know, a weather problem on the roads that would restrict driving in some way.
Clearly, I could see the about 3 or 4 days before Thanksgiving, I could see where that could be a real problem. But Thanksgiving itself actually looks like there's some pretty nice astrological transits.
And of course, I did want to talk about the coming energies for 2014, and I know that we will be able to do that on the 30th of December. We're going to be back on again with Mark Dodich. And it's time. My goodness, we've run out of time already, so I guess that we have to just prepare for the meditation. Mark, you're coming back on December 30th. If you please give us your website again.
Astromark.us, astromark.us, and they can register for my free newsletter there, too.
Great. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. I'll be back on the air on October 7th, and we have a girl named Madeline who is wonderful with energy work, and we're going to be talking about the energies, energy healing, the higher form of healing, how it's happening quickly and quicker, and people are getting relief in wonderful, marvelous ways. So we'll be back on, again, Monday, the 7th of October. And now we're going to go into the meditation. So if you'll just take your shoes off, lean back, and close your eyes, we'll begin the meditation. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Good night.
Sit comfortably in a chair, uncross your arms and legs, and remove any distraction. Allow yourself to be supported and relax. Allow the breath to begin to move you. Breathe in, close your eyes, and with your out breath, let tension drain from the top of your head. Let it drain from your face and jaw. Relax your neck and shoulders. Your arms are getting heavy and loose. Relax your chest and your belly. Relax your hips and sink more deeply into your seat. Relax your legs and let tension drain down through your calves, through the bottom of your feet into the floor. Let the energy and the tension go down through your body into the floor. As you sink deeper into this state of relaxation, imagine yourself in a meadow. And ahead of you is a movie screen. Walk towards it and settle down comfortably in front of it so you can see well. There's an image coming. It's an image of you. You at a time when you were a very young child, when you were totally and fully expressive, free to be completely who you are, 100%. At that moment, you knew exactly who you were and what you wanted. You are totally in your essence. This is the most essential form of you. Watch yourself being you at your most powerful. Who are you at this moment? What are you doing? What do you long for? What do you have to say? A door somewhere near your most essential self will open, and through will come your supporters. These are people and beings that most support your purpose and will help you on your path to expressing it. Take a look as the door opens and they come in to join you. You will see some people from your life, known nor unknown. You might even see spirit beings who might be in your life in some form, seen or unseen, to assist you. Let them gather around you now. Take a good look at the supporters who have gathered around you. Let them tell you how they are meant to support you, to give your dreams an expression. Go ahead and ask these supporters what they know about your purpose in life. Ask them now if there is anything else they need to tell you at this particular time. Observe yourself fulfilling your purpose, surrounded by your supporters. Know you can always come back here to this sense of accomplishment, where you know who you are and what you're here to fulfill. You're meant to share your gifts in the world, and it's time to do so. You're ready to connect with the pieces and people that are meant to guide you. The world is waiting for you. Thank you.